From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting the death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu has risen to more than 230. The deputy speaker of Somalia's upper house of parliament tells VOA more than 200 people were wounded in the blast, including a VOA reporter. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing, but similar attacks have been carried out by the Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab. The group, which is linked to Al-Qaeda, is trying to overthrow the government in an effort to establish strict Islamic rule. The United States and the United Nations strongly condemned Saturday's blast and offered their condolences. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development, but said that U.S. President Donald Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what the U.S. leader sees as flaws in the pact. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the administration is moving in this direction because of the crisis on the Korean Peninsula.
The whole reason we're looking at this Iran agreement is because of North Korea. When you look at the fact that 25 years of botched agreements and negotiations and accountability not kept by North Korea, that's the whole situation that got us to where we're having to watch day by day to see if they do an ICBM test going forward. What we're saying now with Iran is don't let it become the next North Korea.
The Syrian city of Raqqa is said to have been evacuated by a group of Islamic State fighters who reached a withdrawal agreement with the U.S.-backed Syrian militias surrounding them. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of the anticipated final push into the city by the U.S.-backed fighters aiming to retake it from the IS militants. This is VOA News.